Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, time for War of the Roses. This is where you think somebody in your life is cheating on you. So what we do is we hear your story. Oh, and then we, hello, birds.
Hello, bird.
Oh. You know, I know a service that can get rid of those birds for you. Is this Mariah?
Yes.
Where are you? You're surrounded by beautiful birds.
Oh, yes, I am. I can also move if you'd like.
No, it's okay.
It's beautiful. It's nice.
They're beautiful birds. If they're not in my house, they're beautiful birds. So here's the way it works. You think someone's cheating on you, we're going to call the person you think is cheating on you, offer them a dozen romantic red roses, find out who they send them to. So, Mariah, welcome. Who's cheating in your world?
So I'm calling about this girl who's, well, she's my girlfriend, but not like really my girlfriend because we haven't made anything official. But we do spend like a lot of time together and we like, I guess we're dating, I guess. But I don't know. Things are pretty rocky with us right now because there's no clarity. And I kind of have this feeling that there might be something going on behind my back and I don't know it yet. So.
Okay. How long have you guys been talking or dating?
Like a couple months. Mm-hmm.
So why do you think it's not official yet?
I mean, I just feel like we were still in that stage of like feeling things out, but I definitely have feelings now and I like want to move forward, but now I've gotten this weird vibe, that something may not be totally right.
Like, so, have you just not had that conversation at all, or have you had it and it was awkward and didn't go anywhere?
I think we were still, like I said, trying to feel things out, and it's only been a couple months. I feel like we've just like been taking it a little slow. That conversation really hasn't come up in its entirety yet.
Okay, let's say that she's talking to someone else. I mean, we can't necessarily say she's cheating. So are you completely out, or are you going to use this as, I want to be exclusive. We need to cut everyone else out of our lives. So it's just us, or I'm gone.
I mean, I would love to be exclusive. I totally get it if she's talking to someone else. But the thing is, I have this weird feeling that it's something to do with one of my coworkers and really good friends, Natalie, that I hang out with a lot. I mean, Natalie's like super fun and she's like one of the best people to go out with. We have so much fun, but when the three of us are together, I just feel like she really oversteps her boundaries with Celeste, the girl I'm dating. And I just like, she'll say things like in public. She'll be like, let's take a pic. Like, look how cute we are with our girlfriend. And like just weird things like that. I don't know if that's, like, that's kind of her personality, but I just feel like there's more to it than that.
Wait, so Natalie's calling Celeste our girlfriend?
Yes.
Mm.
Does she know something you don't?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
How come you haven't just asked Celeste?
I don't want to accuse her of something that's not happening, you know? That might just be awkward and...
I know, but you don't have to do it, like, in an accusatory way. You could just be like... Hey, are we seeing other people right now, or
what is this?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could. It's just weird because I feel like, you know, Natalie is one of my really good friends, so I wouldn't want to assume that something was happening between them because, you know, she's my friend.
You could almost, if you were going to give Natalie a break, you could almost think, okay, she's trying to fit in and be cool, and maybe what she thinks is cool is cringy to you.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just in this weird energy that I'm getting.
Okay, so have you been intimate with Celeste?
Yes.
Have you been intimate with Natalie?
No.
Okay, listen to the birds.
They're all talking. Right. They're going, what's going on here?
The birds are like, liar. We've seen you. Okay. All right, so we're going to get Celeste on the phone, right? Is that who we want to see, who she sends flowers to? Or are we getting Natalie on the phone to see if Natalie sends them to Celeste? What are we doing?
I think you want to get Celeste on the phone.
Okay. We're going to see if Celeste sends the flowers to you, Mariah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. We'll do it next. War of the Roses continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right. We're in the middle of War of the Roses. We got Mariah and Celeste. They've been dating for a few months. But Mariah thinks that her good friend, Natalie, is kind of getting in between a little bit, kind of crossing some boundaries. So Mariah wants to see if Celeste will send flowers to Natalie, or will she send them to herself or to Mariah? So that's kind of what we're checking out here, because they haven't really established that they're exclusive, right?
Right.
But it's been 4 or 5 months of seriously dating.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is Natalie into girls, Mariah?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is Celeste available?
This is her.
Sorry, I just feel like I couldn't say available right there. I do hope I found you doing well today. So my name is Sophie. I'm actually with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. And this is really cool, Celeste. So you've actually been chosen to be our micro-influencer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, what does that even mean, right? Okay. So it's really cool. So because we're a new company, we want to get the word out about J&R Flowers. So you get to send our most romantic bouquet of roses to who really ever you want. And it's totally free. And we're hoping that you share us on whichever social media platform you use the most. So it's free to you because basically you're kind of like doing some marketing for us.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So like I said, it's our pure passion bouquet. So it's a dozen red roses. Comes in a really nice crystal vase. We'll send it out with a nice little card. And that's really just like your chance to sort of like personalize it. Some people like to be fun, flirty, kinky. I mean, I've really kind of heard it all. So the only information I'll need from you, Celeste, no credit card or any sort of payment thing like that, is just let me know like what message you want to write on the card, and then we can get it sent out, and then hopefully you can post about us.
Oh, great. I can do that.
Perfect. So I actually have that card ready. We'll start with the message, and then we'll go, you know, address and where it's going and all that.
Okay. Can you just put like, I hope these make your day a little brighter. Love, Celeste.
Day a little brighter. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Love, Celeste. Okay, and then who do I address them to?
First name would be Natalie. N-A-T-A.
Natalie? Are you kidding me, Celeste?
What's going on?
Yeah, it's Mariah. I can't believe you would do that to me. That is so foul.
Wait, what is this? Why are you on the phone?
Well, I called into the radio so I could find out if I was right, and I was right. I mean, like, honestly, I wish I could say that I didn't believe this was true, but, well, here we are.
Are you kidding me? Oh, God, you're so childish. Why would you even have a desire to do this?
Because you're always talking about me, about how I'm, like, so up for so many things, but you are sure you are sending romantic flowers to someone who is my friend. Why would you do that?
You are up. You would tell me that you wanted to be with me and only me, and then you would text your ex that you love her right in front of me. How do you think that made me feel, Mariah? I told you
you needed to stop talking
to her if you wanted to work. And you refused to do that.
Whatever. You honestly, Natalie, are you kidding me? My friend. Don't you think that's weird?
We haven't been exclusive. We tried to have that conversation, and then you turned and texted your ex.
No,
like you love her.
I wanted to have it.
Honestly, none of this matters. None of this matters, okay? I told you I wasn't going to play these games with you, but you continue to do so anyways because no one can tell you anything, and you were going to do you no matter what. Those were your exact words.
Then go to my friend? I just thought you were someone else. I thought you were a different person, but now I guess I see who you truly are. So
no, okay, sorry. We get along and we click, and she's honest with me, unlike you. At least you should be straight up with me instead of telling me that you wanted to be with me, but then go and text your ex.
What? Okay,
you up so bad.
Whatever.
What am I supposed to do with
that? At the end of the day, you really hurt my feelings on this, but, you know, sucks for you, I guess, because I really did like you and was developing feelings for you. So as for Natalie, she can, I don't know, do whatever she wants. I'm just going to take an L on that friendship because clearly I overestimated her too.
Okay, can we pause for a second, Mariah? Because I was kind of curious about something. I think we all are. So you, whatever the texting the ex I love you part, could you go back to that?
Well, that didn't really happen. I recently broke up with someone, but I'm over that now. And yeah, we like keep in touch a little bit. I'm just trying to get over it still, which is normal. You always have a grieving process.
You can't even be honest during this phone call. He asked you a direct question. You can't be sitting there lying. I was sitting right there next to you.
Well, why are you not defending me? I literally thought we had something different here.
It's very hard to defend a liar, and that's what you are. And I'm sorry. I can't be in a committed relationship with someone who's going to sit there and lie to me and going to be lying.
Oh my God!
Phone call
so instead
that
you go and see behind my back. Wow. Well, we'll see. We see whose true colors are coming out. Really,
you're completely full of it, but whatever. Fine. I'm the bad guy here. Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not innocent.
This is why it's always hard to do a War of the Roses when you really haven't established that you are only seeing each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, technically you're both in the wrong, but technically you're not, because you never once said to each other that I'm only seeing you.
Right.
You know?
It's just messy.
Yeah.
Like, Mariah, how do you expect Celeste to want something serious with you if you're over there texting your ex? Like, it's kind of hard to be mad at her for even looking for something with Natalie.
Honestly, I wouldn't have minded if she was, you know, hanging out with somebody random. But the fact that it's one of my friends that I introduced her to, that's just really low.
That's what it is.
I mean, I could say that good people gravitate to good people, but I'm having second thoughts if you're one of those good people. Mm. I can't believe you would orchestrate something like this. I can't believe you would do this.
Well, you did it
trying to paint me as the bad guy. Fine. Whatever. I'm the bad guy. I'll take the L on this.
I don't really know what to say to you, so.
I don't think there's anything left to say.
Well, the good news is you guys didn't invest a whole lot of time into something that clearly isn't going to work. I mean, you've got to look at the glass half full in this sticky situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's
when
true.
When someone shows you your true colors, I guess you believe them.
Okay, so, Mariah, no longer going to be friends with Natalie, and your relationship with Celeste is over. Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. Definitely not continuing with Celeste.
Okay, and Celeste, you're going to continue your relationship or pursue a relationship with Natalie?
I'd like to see where things go, yeah.
Because that was very nice and pleasant what you said on the card. Mm-hmm. I mean, outside of, you know, Mariah coming at you,
mm-hmm.
everything on your side was very pleasant. You know what I mean?
Thoughtful.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
Well, she makes me feel good, so.
Okay. Well, thank you both for going on the air with us. There you go, Mariah. You have your answer.
Hey, Celeste. Have fun with that.
Okay. All right. That's War of the Roses with John Jay and Rich.